All right. Now, good morning. This is assuming I wanted to go from Port Macquarie to Bembidea, right? When I do a map, I just put in detailed points, right? So what we do, say I've come up to fucking, you know, Port Macquarie, stop there for food and supplies. Food and supplies, fuel, whatever, you know. Okay, so I want to go to Bembidea. So what we do is, say we're there, follow this road out. There's a roundabout on the left, going the Locksley Highway. There's the Pacific Highway, which is the major route, north and south. And then the Oxley Highway, this goes, starts to get a lot of distance. There's a town called Wauchope. And then it goes through Bangoo, Long Flat. So all these curly little mountain roads. We'll have a quick squiz, because I'm quite pleased with Australia. It turned out rather nice. See, this is why it's so good to travel Australia. It's just sensational. Look at that. Yeah. All right. So there's Mount Seaview. And it goes, oh, we'll have to stop here for a look. Must have a look. There's a campground around here somewhere, but yeah. This is fucking fantastic. So that's Ginger Creek Bush Resort, right? And we go Yarrowitch, Walcha, and Bendemeer, right? And this is the T intersection. This is a very simple guide on mapping on one little piece of paper, like a notepad and a fucking pencil, right? There we go, New England Highway, Armidale to the right, Tamworth to the left, right? All right, that's... There's Tamworth there, or there's Tamworth down there. They have all kinds of music. They have both country and western. All right. So yeah, so we want to go to fucking, yeah, Wandera Rail, you know? Kind of, here we are, right? Now, let's pause for a sec. So here we have a map. So here we have a map of the basic route, right? And this is, we'll go Port Macquarie. This is just a very fast thing. We'll go from here all the way up there, down there, up to there, And yeah, we'll go. That's the basic map. Now, to redraw that, what we do is we got a straight road out of Port Macquarie to a turn off, and then we go up just short of, we've got a Warrior Alder rail, right? So this is how you do it on a fucking map. Leaving Port Macquarie. There's a Pacific Highway. There's a couple of turnoffs along the way. And we type in Pass Highway. That's Pacific Highway there. And we might put a couple of lines along there just to show it's a big sort of freeway thing. And we go the international sort of mapping symbol. And that shows, this is like a break and a line. This is what you use in drafting. And then we go to... fuck. Let's turn left at the only T intersection. And that's a destination. Or we'll maybe cross that out. All right. So that's how you draw a map. And so that's Bendemeer. Put that in there. There's a B there for a symbol. And there's W. WR for we're into rail. That's how you do a map. So that's how you do a map covering thousands of kilometres with just sentient points, you know. That's Port Macquarie, Oxley, that's the Oxley Highway, you know. So you head out there and that cuts out all the fucking shit in between. So you go Bendemeer, turn left, follow the highway round to WR, Warrinder Rail. That's why all this GPS stuff, sometimes it's really, really good, but sometimes a simple fucking map like that is really, really excellent. Yeah, So that's why they never grade across tens of kilometres, hundreds of kilometres, or thousands of kilometres in Australia just using a notepad and a fucking pencil, you know? And, yeah. And that's how you do it. And one of the things about pencils and notepads, a nice 2B pencil and a notepad, is that just can stick to the dashboard with a magnet or a clip or something like that. That's really small, it's tiny, it never turns off, gets lost, runs out of power, fucking anything, you know. And there's no other turn-offs along the way. So I think that must be about like 300, 350 k's. Just make a point of keeping your tank near full, you know. And yeah, you have a good time. And that's why, you know, occupying your mind with all this relevant detail, you know, you don't have to fucking remember anything. You only have to know how to get out of Port Macquarie. How to get out of Port Macquarie, where your first turn off is, and, you know, the general fucking where you gotta go. That's it. You don't have to remember every fucking town along the way, all the other highways, all the other roads, all the names, the streets, the towns, the fucking anything. Just, you know. And, yeah, you know. It's not a bad way to say when people go, what's the name of the nearest fucking intersection? What's the name of the nearest town? Fucking what's the name of the road? I don't, you know. I can remember Oxley Highway. That's about fucking it. From there up to there, I'd not know. I don't know. All the towns it goes through, I don't fucking know. You know, nothing. Just A to B. And back. All right, now, having outlined the issues, you know, when I ring up, you know, Vic Rhodes, some people there have been really good, but some people are absolutely appallingly fucking stupid, right? And there's this brain-dead fucking thing. It's not just Vic Rhodes. But there's this brain-dead fucking shit where the people in the management and the HR department and all this sort of shit, they hire people who can barely even speak fucking English. You know? So that's a problem. Your staff and management are fucking stupid, right? And the second thing is the people who can hardly even speak fucking English are never forced to say, well, look, we'll give you a fucking job, but you're going to have to pass a competency test, you know, of speaking English. You know? So to either give people jobs who can speak English or to fucking give, you know, where you get people, they say, you know, hi, I'm a new trainee. And we're teaching them how to give customer service and to learn how to speak English at the same time. You know what I mean? We're going to invest in training our staff to become competent in the fucking language, you know. that kind of thing, you know, so people will at least be sort of sympathetic up to a point, you know, sympathetic and helpful, but, you know, where you just toss people into the bloody fracas of life and they can't speak English and everybody... and everybody who speaks English is just going fucking insane because it's one more fucking Indian call centre type bullshit, you know. And the people who get the jobs, most of them are so lacking in self-awareness. They're so stupid, you know. They will never say, I'm going to do an English-speaking course, so not only can I be fucking turning up to work and have a job, I can provide excellent customer service and I can improve, and that's going to make my life improve. It's going to get the job done that the customers need to get done, you know, and everybody's going to be fucking happier and I will have more marketable skills rather than just a fucking being like a battery hen in a cage, you know what I mean? And, you know, there's what I call basic IQ sort of tests, you know, where they just, you know, they're dumb cunts. They don't focus on what's being said. And so when you tell them conclusively, I have, you know, they say, and this fucking bitch, you know, can hardly speak English. And I can guess, you know, that she's probably never, ever, 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 ever made any effort to fucking become really competent in the language. You know, never undertaken training or self-evaluation or how to speak properly. You know, you can do it with a microphone, you know, and a recorder, and you listen to how someone says something. And then you repeat it back till you get it fucking right, you know, and use an English dictionary if you, you know. You know, and they make no fucking effort. But the stupidity, fuck it, the extension of this stupidity is that, you know, when you give them an answer once, it's not going to change if they ask the same question like three or four more fucking times, you know. So she says, what road are you on? There's only town A and town B, and this is in the middle of fucking nowhere. And there's only one fucking highway that goes between them. You know, and she said she's got a big screen in front of her with all the fucking entire state of Victoria. You know, she's got a big computer screen in front of her with the, you know, you type in town A and then you go, oh, well, where's town B? And there's one highway going, you know, between them, you know. So there's no need to ask, other than just to cross-check, but there's no fucking need to ask that question. You know, there's only one road, only two towns and one highway between them. And when she asks, what's the name of the fucking road you're on? And I go, I don't fucking know. But then she asked me three more fucking times, and what's the name of the road? If I've told you once, it's not going to change asking if you ask me three more fucking times. You know, you dumb cunt. You fucking dumb cunt. So I'm really tired of fucking brain dead cunts. You know, they give jobs to people who can't speak fucking English. The people who are in the job never make the effort themselves, you know, to learn English properly. And then they're as dumb as all fuck because they keep repeating the same fucking questions when it's been said, no, I don't fucking know. You know, so stop fucking asking me, you know, stop fucking asking me another three or four more fucking times. You know. So, and I'm fed up, you know. And so then I asked, can I speak to someone who can speak English? Thanks. And that takes a number of fucking times. What is it you wanted to talk to them about? You know? That kind of shit, you know, the fucking Indian. I fucking hate Indian call centres. You know? I do. Some people have been really fucking good. Most of them are fucking idiots that can hardly speak English. That's a fact. You know? Oh, you know? Hello? The network, the phone network has collapsed. It's not working. Have you tried pulling the battery in and out of your phone, sir? Well, if you take the battery out of your phone, I will wait for your fucking, you know. That's during the call that I'm on, you know. And I've met cunts who work in, who've come to Australia after working for years in Indian call centres, and they're professional cunts. They just like to fuck people around, you know. But anyway, you know, they do. But so, you know, so this is the customer service, you know. So when I get through to, you know, some fucking faggot, some politically correct faggot, you know, who says, you know, said, I want to speak, I'm tired of this fucking bullshit in this company, in this organisation, where you're putting dumb cunts on the fucking payroll who can hardly even speak English. You know, when I ring up, I want to be able to speak to someone who can speak English in my own fucking English-speaking country. You know, you fuck. Oh, well, that's not politically correct. That fucking attitude will not be tolerated. You know, fuck off. You know, you fucking bloody, you fucking cocksucking faggot, you know. Go back to your politically correct bloody communist bullshit. Fuck 'em, you know. I just hate the whole thing. Good morning, MGTOW man. So this is a screenshot, and I'm not going to rotate it, but from the centre line of the car, which is about there, which is sort of straight above the gravel type thing, it's, you know, tilted sort of thing, you know. It's about from there, from about there to about there, which is, has the tyre behind it, you know, this way. That's about 80 centimetres. It's a 5 foot, say, wide wheelbase, you know. I'm not saying to the centre of each tyre or the outside of each tyre or the inside of each tyre. I'm saying it's just about 5 foot or 1.6 metres, you know. So the car's got a fair fucking tilt on it. But if you tilt your head to the left to make it all horizontal, because the camera is in the car and the car's tilted, so the image the camera is taking is tilted. Now, the old Victorian roads, Vic roads or fuck whatever, you know, when they make those bridges, Australian bridge builders are the finest bridge builders in the world, right? So if you lay a straight edge across there, you'll find that those rails and that road are pretty much fucking dead on horizontal. Oh, they might be out by, say, 0.03 of a millimetre, you know. But that's okay. All right. So this is how. So I can look at things and I can be absolutely dead on, you know, and just go, yeah, it looks about all right, you know. And I won't list that, you know, I fuck things up too, but, you know. All right, so what we do is we lay a line, a horizontal line across the bridge surfaces and across the general flatness of the road, not the curvature, but the general flatness, you know what I mean? And so that gives us our horizon line, our horizontal line, okay? And here we see the bull bar. Well, the center of the bull bar is straight and flat relative to the car, you know? So there we have our car type line. So what I then did was I drew the horizontal, the line up here, I brought it down there, and I made it intersect the angle of the car, how much the car is tilted, right? From that to that, right? And because we're dealing with a tilted image from a tilted car, a tilted camera in a tilted car, we need to make a few little corrections just to make the horizontal line horizontal, right? And this is what we've got here. It's about 160 centimetres from tyre to tyre. You know, I haven't gone out and actually fucking measured it, and I'm not going to run around and look it up so it's exactly right. We'll just say it's about 5 feet or 160 centimetres, right? So, you know, this is... So halfway from the centre line of the car, that's about 80 centimetres, right? Well, when we get the bitumen goes to there, the drop, it depends on which sort of bit exactly, but it's around about 12 to 15 centimetres over that length, right? And in the image, it's about 20 centimetres the drop. But that little bit of road, the gravel on the side, it varies. It goes down a little bit and it goes up a little bit. So it goes down about as far as 25 centimetres. But typically it's around about 18 to 20 centimetres, you know. So that's how we've got the amount of fucking car tilt. You know, how much drop there is, you know, off the fucking... There's about a 12 to 15 centimetre drop off the bitumen. And there's about, you know, 80 centimetres away, which is about 2.5 feet, you know. It's about 20 centimetres, you know, or 8 inches. You know? It's a fucking 8-inch drop. So, you know, that's significant. If you don't know it's there and you're not aware of these sorts of things, that's a significant risk, especially if you pull off the side of the road and you got a big load or something and it's up high, or you're on a motorbike, you know, you're in a truck or whatever. That's kind of like, you know, it's getting on a motorbike, that's certainly an invitation to go off the road and into a tree or a ditch or fucking break your neck or something, you know. It's very bad. So, yeah, that's that thing, right? That's about a 15 centimetre fucking drop. Some of it's kind of minor, but some of it's, you know, once it gets to sort of, say, past 5 centimetres, and getting up to 15, 20 centimetres, that's fucking outrageous, you know. That's fucking steep. That's fucking 10 centimetres, 12. It's about 9. It's a fucking huge pothole. That's about 12. 14, 15 centimetres. And when it's sort of like that on both sides of the road, the fucking, you've got like getting on about a lane and a half for, you know, vehicles. It's a truck and a car come, or one truck going each way, you know. And if you're on a motorbike, you know, you hit that shit, you shouldn't have to, but there might be, you know, you go to pull off in the fucking dark, or you need to sort of get off the road quickly or something, and you hit some of this stuff, it'll bust your front wheel. See that? The tar's gone and there's a step down, like, fucking look at the depth on that. See what a fucking, you know, it's not just a sort of rolling off the gravel onto a nice, off the fucking bitumen onto a nice bit of gravel. You've actually got a huge fucking drop. And this is what it's like when a truck's coming the other way, you know? There's a road that goes from Sipon.
What's the road name?
I don't fucking know.
The road condition is actually unsafe. There's large parts of the bitumen that are missing on the edges of the road, and it's a really steep drop. Yeah, and it's like that. It's if you're in a car, it could really damage your rims, break a wheel or something. But if you're on a motorbike, you might die. You know, it's not just a drop of 1 or 2 centimeters off the bitumen. It's a drop of say like 9 or 10 centimeters. You know. So it's broken up pretty badly, and it's just getting worse.
So basically, this is the main road, right?
There's only one fucking road, lady, between...
Yes, I got it, yes. So any nearest intersection with all the way to...
Oh, fuck, can I speak to someone who speaks English?
Any specific location for this road, or all the...
Give me someone who speaks English, thanks.
Okay, I can transfer your call to...
Hello?
Hello? I have to help you.
Yeah, what do you do... What, not you personally, but what's this fucking department doing putting on people who can't speak English?
Okay, I just have to stop there. I don't have the language, so I'm
gonna... I don't give a fuck, idiot. It's none of your business.
Okay.
And I'm perfectly entitled to speak to someone in my own language in my own fucking country.
Okay, I'm gonna have to
shove it up your fucking ass, you faggot. It's getting pretty sort of pothole-y, and by that I mean the edges of the bitumen are falling away on quite a lot of it. And so instead of being a very narrow sort of 2 lanes, it's getting down to sort of nearly a lane and a half. And, you know, the edges of the road, they have drops of about 8 to 15 centimetres. So it's actually, you know, it's quite dangerous.
Absolutely, I can get the catch rates to the team for that one. The road.
So if someone's driving a car through there, you've got to share it with trucks coming the other way or whatever, and that's, you know, you've got like 6 inches between you and the truck. You know, and if you go off the road and you're driving a motorbike, it'll smash your front wheel off, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, I'm going to ask you a dumb question, but I just need to double check that you are talking about Is there a particular section that's bad, or is it the entire distance between both towns?
It sort of starts about 4 k's. It's not like every 10 meters is just covered with, you know, moon crater type death things, but most of it's, you know, it's patchy and then it's fairly consistent along sort of most of the way, you know.
Yes. Absolutely. I will get that one sent through to the team. Just saying that this one's starting to break up pretty badly, and that it's down to a bit of a like lane and a half. Like that's how much bitumen is broken away there.
Okay, if you've got to move off the road to make room for a truck, you know, because trucks have like 20 something wheels, and if they're going, if they go into the gravel, they'll throw up a lot of stones. So I figure me getting off the road's a smarter idea, you know. But, you know, you sort of really have to sort of, there's a lot of bits of it where you have to sort of slow down to like 5 or 10 k's before you sort of roll off the bitumen and onto the gravel, because the drops are sort of pretty severe, you know.
Absolutely, I'll get that one sent through to the team. I do hope that you enjoy the rest of your day. Take care.
All right, thank you. So.
Bye.